Hello, it's the 9th of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Sir Chris Byant, Labour MP for Rhoda in Wales, has made a recommendation that would force Nadine Dorries out of Parliament if she remains absent from the House of Commons for 6 months. If Ms. Dorries fails to comply, it would be treated as contempt of Parliament, resulting in the possible suspension of more than 10 days and justifying a by-election. Meanwhile, a video segment from 2014 has surfaced showing the former Culture Secretary lecturing other MPs about ignoring their constituents and placing herself as the standard. In the footage, the Mid-Bedfordshire MP says, "I will go the extra mile. I don't do surges once a month. I do them most times every week." The Best for Britain account on the former Twitter platform shared the clip and commented that 2014 Nadine Dorries needs to have a word with 2023 Nadine Dorries. Accounts of armed teenagers around Dunstable Road in Flitwick alarmed members of the public on Monday. Police confronted and dispersed the group but will maintain a strong presence in the area. Grant Sharps, the Energy Secretary, believes that Alistair Stratham should be prevented from standing in the Mid-Bedfordshire by-election due to his affiliation with a Greenpeace protest. The Labour candidate, wearing zombie makeup, participated in a peaceful environmental action at the House of Parliament and at the Home Office last year. Members of Greenpeace were recently scolded for wrapping Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's house in black material because of his decision to restart North Sea oil drilling. Mr. Stratham was not part of that incident. Former Bedford School student Ethan Vernon has won the gold medal in the Cycling World Championships held in Glasgow. The 22-year-old managed the feat following a crash with a fellow cyclist. That's all for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.